From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The grandson of Toyota's founder will be the key witness at a congressional hearing today. In his prepared testimony, Akio Toyota says he is deeply sorry for any accidents that Toyota drivers have experienced. Toyota is expected to face tough questions about the safety issue that led to the recall of millions of vehicles. Yesterday, under questioning from panel co-chairman Henry Waxman, the head of Toyota's U.S. operations, James Lentz, could not explain the problem.
Do you believe that the recall on the carpet changes and the recall on the sticky pedal will solve the problem of sudden unintended acceleration?
Not totally.
But Lentz agreed that a large number of complaints about unintended acceleration remain unexplained. Besides the Toyota hearing, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will begin delivering his report on the state of the U.S. economy to Congress. Reporter Daniel Carson says economists are expecting an optimistic snapshot of the country's recovery.
With the economy chugging along, analysts expect Bernanke to talk about the country's modest economic growth, but one that's doing little so far to put people back to work. He'll toot his own horn, spelling out the policies that stopped the economy from going off a cliff. But some lawmakers blame the Fed for letting the economic slump morph into a full-blown crisis. John Connelly, an economist at LPL Financial, says it could be a testy exchange.
He'll go and say the measures that the Fed put in place prevented an even bigger crisis from unfolding. They were able to save the banking system. But then the pushback he'll get from Congress is, well, you spent X billions of dollars to bail out AIG, and then you paid the banks all the bonuses. So that's sort of, I think, going to be the back and forth.
Bernanke testifies before the Senate Finance Committee on Thursday. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Lawmakers will also take up today what's become a key issue in the national debate over health care. People insured by Anthem Blue Cross of California and top executives of its parent company will be at the witness table. And as NPR's David Wellner reports, Anthem is attempting to raise premiums by up to 39%.
The plan May 1st hike in Anthem Blue Cross's individual insurance premiums would affect about 700,000 Californians. Some of those policyholders will testify today before the House Energy and Commerce Oversight and Investigations Panel. So will Angela Braley, the president and CEO of WellPoint, the parent firm of Anthem Blue Cross. Officials with insurance companies say some 25,000 people dropped out of their individual coverage pool in California last year, making it more costly to provide coverage for those who remained. Congressional Democrats say reports of Anthem Blue Cross's rate hike have refocused attention nationwide on soaring health care costs and have helped them make their case for a health care overhaul. The hearing comes a day before a bipartisan health care summit hosted by President Obama. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
And you're listening to NPR News. In Indonesia, rescuers are using heavy digging equipment after a landslide killed at least six people and left nearly 60 others missing. Days of heavy rain caused a landslide yesterday at a tea plantation in the mountains of West Java province. The slides destroyed scores of homes. A spokesman for the National Disaster Management Agency says soldiers and police officers, along with two excavators, joined the search efforts today. Nigeria's ailing president has returned to the country after a three-month-long medical absence. NPR's Afebio Quist-Arkton reports that it is likely to renew leadership concerns in Africa's most populous nation.
Two planes landed at the airport in Nigeria's capital, Abuja, met by an ambulance and presidential guards in the early hours. All indications were that 58-year-old President Umaru Musa Eredua was back in town. Journalists and curious onlookers were kept well away as a convoy drove into the city along a route lined with troops. What remains unclear is whether Nigeria's president is well enough to resume the mantle of leadership. While he was away receiving medical treatment in Saudi Arabia, his vice president was eventually made acting head of state. Eredua's long absence paralyzed government in Nigeria and brought sub-Saharan Africa's second largest economy close to a constitutional crisis. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
Tests show former Vice President Dick Cheney suffered what's described as a mild heart attack Monday. A spokesman says Cheney is feeling fine and that he will likely be sent home from a Washington hospital within a day or two. The heart attack is Cheney's fifth since he was 37 years old. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.